Y'all, I thought this was fake when I first saw it. It is not. So for the first time in history, we have an International Congress of Noahides set for this November. Now, this will be hosted by the Noahide World Center, and the objectives include to formally establish the World Noahide Movement, to establish the first international Noahide court system with judges from Jerusalem and reps from each continent. And then they want to elect six continental councils to develop regional plans. You can go on their website and read all about it, but I wanted to address why Christians need to understand what this is. Now, these seven laws resemble the Ten Commandments, and that is why a lot of Christians don't understand the issue here. They don't understand, well, these are all good things, right? Prohibiting idolatry, prohibiting blasphemy, prohibiting sexual immorality. These are all good things, and they look like the Ten Commandments. So what's the big deal? The big deal is you will not find this specific set of laws that were given to Adam, they say. The first six apparently were given to Adam, and then the seventh was given to Noah. It was added on for Noah. Nowhere in the scriptures, nowhere in the living word of God will you find that. Seven Noahide laws are derived from the Talmud. Now, I recommend for everybody to take their own time, do their own research, and look into what is written in that. This is just one example. You can pause and read if you need. Now, what is the main issue for Christians with the seven Noahide laws? The main issue is that they do not recognize the Lord Jesus Christ as God. That means that they serve another God. You cannot deny that Jesus Christ is God, the Lord Jesus Christ is God, and still have the Father, because they are one. Anybody who denies the Son does not have the Father. So anyone, any religion that denies that Jesus Christ is God is serving another God. So here's where the problem arises for true followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Anybody who worships Jesus as God would be violating that number one law. And what is a possible punishment for violating these seven Noahide laws? And they, meaning the Gentiles, are executed for this transgression by the sword alone, as all death penalties stated with regard to the descendants of Noah are by the sword alone, and they mean beheading. This is Sanhedrin 7:3, which is straight from the Talmud. It says, the mitzvah of those who are killed, i.e. the process of execution by decapitation, is carried out in the following manner. The executioners cut off his head with a sword, the way that the monarchy does. They even add this, y'all. From here, it can be derived that a Gentile is executed for having transgressed a prohibition without awareness that the act was prohibited, since he should have learned and he did not learn. Now, these Noahide laws have always been acknowledged. I mean, this was in 1991 by George Bush. What is happening now is on an international scale, right? They are stepping up the game. They are bringing the world together under this Noahide umbrella. And it's these objectives that start to raise some questions, right? If we've always acknowledged them, then what is this doing? Right? It's creating a world Noahide movement. It is uniting the world. You know, developing regional plans for what? You know, we're establishing an international Noahide court system for what? Are they going to try and unite all the world's religions under this one umbrella? I think it's a very likely possibility. I mean, we see this sort of play happening with the Abrahamic family house, right? Where it has a church, Catholic church, of course, not Christian. It has a synagogue and a mosque. And it's all united, it's interfaith, and that this is the same language that we see in the Abrahamic Accords from Trump. Second paragraph, it says, we encourage efforts to promote interfaith and intercultural dialogue to advance a culture of peace among the three Abrahamic religions and all humanity. And of course, it also says here, we pursue a vision of peace, security, and prosperity in the Middle East and around the world. We see this merging of religions, right? And this is exactly what the Bible talks about, this merging of all religions into one. We are all unified, you know, everybody's at peace. But of course, it's the wide road, because you are denying that Jesus is God, and therefore you serve another God.
Bless President Donald J. Trump that he should be safe and successful. May all those who work with him and work to serve this nation be blessed with health, wisdom, courage, and a heart of service. In this moment of prayer, we recognize our shared duty to each other and our country. May we move forward together, seeking to build a future that reflects the will of God and his values based on the seven Noahide laws that will unite us all together. Amen.